CNN. The best daily deal in Chicago, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Well, it was the news that turned heads in media spaces this morning, and that is the head of CNN, Jeff Zucker, resigned abruptly today after nearly a decade at the media company. Let's learn why from Tom Lason, media analyst in Seattle. You can find him on Twitter at Tom Lason. Tom, thanks for joining us today. 9 years at CNN for Jeff Zucker. Before that, he was at NBC. What's his reason for his sudden resignation?
Yeah, Rob, this really was a bombshell. A late-night email last night indicated that Zucker was going to step down. The result of this being apparently a consensual, but still against company policy, relationship with a gal named Allison Gullis, who's the VP and Chief Marketing Officer there at CNN. Zucker's one of the most high-profile, non-on-air people in broadcast media, but when you look at this on sort of a timeline, there are a lot of circles on this here Venn diagram. Zucker started back at NBC in 86. Gullis was hired there in 1998. He was then made CEO at NBC Universal in 2007, and Gullis climbed the ladder with him. And that relationship was apparently already underway at that time. But here's where it gets interesting. In 2013, Zucker joined CNN. Gullis went to work as the communications director for Andrew Cuomo for a bit, and then was hired by Zucker at CNN and has been part of the leadership team there ever since. So that relationship apparently required that Zucker disclose it at CNN at some point, possibly when he hired her at CNN, and that apparently never happened. And then guess what? Years later, it somehow comes up during the investigation into Chris Cuomo's relationship with his brother Andrew as an advisor. Chris is fighting to get his job back, and now apparently Zucker's decided that his resignation was necessary. And, you know, whether a firing was coming, let's face it, we'll probably never know that.
Well, this tangled web is certainly enough to generate enough storylines for season 3 of Apple TV's The Morning Show, at the very least. But Zucker leaves CNN at a very interesting time for the oldest brand in cable news. It is struggling to find its footing in the post-Trump era. It has already signed up a bunch of stars for this streaming CNN offering that is coming down the pike. As far as the cable component is concerned, what does the new head of CNN, what do they have to focus on first? Is it the streaming thing, or is it the tried and true cable news product?
Well, yes. Yes to both. And that's the hard part about this. CNN for a long time really struggled with its identity. Zucker came in, say, listen, we're going to be a real proponent of fact-based news, but ended up walking away from that in prime time with sort of the rise of this star system punditry. Chris Cuomo was one of those folks until he ran afoul due to his brother's activities. So there are a lot of questions here. It's really bad timing, as you mentioned, because a merger with Discovery is in the works here. And then, as you also mentioned, the launch of CNN Plus. So there are a lot of irons in the fire. There are a lot of cylinders that CNN has to be firing on right now. And without an executive in place, it's only going to make it that much more difficult. And I should add as well, Gullis says, by the way, that she plans to stay at CNN. We'll see how that works.
And very quickly, CNN is kind of stuck, as there are two cable networks that are devoted to basically reinforcing your beliefs, whatever those beliefs happen to be. CNN is going the personality documentary route. With a new person in charge, will they try to lean into one of those ideological lanes?
Well, I think you can make an argument that they already have. And, you know, this is why Trump and, Zucker incidentally brought Trump into stardom with The Apprentice over at NBC. But then, you know, Trump sees CNN as being a very unfair critic. And now today, of course, Trump and Fox are overjoyed and doing a tap dance on Zucker's grave here. They've been at war with CNN for years. So will this, you know, portend an ideological swing back to the middle for CNN as a news channel? I don't know. But I think the conventional wisdom is that you got to pick a side, pick your pundits, and capture that half of the audience.
And chances are he's not going to make an appearance on Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend anytime soon.
My guess is no.
All right, Tom Lason, media analyst in Seattle, Washington, on Twitter, at Tom Lason. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up next, General Motors posts...